Ein
So,
Segen des
Rabbi.
Schmacht. Rabbi Mori hat mich so viel gesagt, und ich habe die Schöne, weil sie schon falle. Und Segen des Schmacht, Moshe Dov, Ben Yeruchim Fischl. So, we're holding by Shivas Abba Thomas. Coming up this Shabbos, and then it's going to be a Nidche to Sunday. So it's a Nidche. We don't fast on Shabbos. I mentioned in the past the Mitzvah Chinuch, right? We looked it up, right, Rabbi Meza, about that the Taniyos originally were just in the month, right? It wasn't a specific date in the month. Kodesh, Tzom HaRevi, Tzom HaChamishi. Because the question the Mitzvah Chinuch raised is, why can't you fast on Shabbos? I mean, the Isser of fasting on Shabbos, it says a pasuk in Yeshaya, the karasu the Shabbos onik. So, and this is also a pasuk in Nach, to fast on Shiva, in Zechariah, to fast on Shiva Sabbatamas. So why is one pasuk in Nach beat out the other pasuk in Nach? So why can't we fast on Shabbos? So the Mechas Chinuch says, because the pasuk by Zechariah just says, Tzom HaRevi. It doesn't say which day, so you can do it any day in the month, really, mitam the Navi. But Karas of the Shabbos Oneg is the Shabbos, and therefore we want to keep the Karas of the Shabbos Oneg and the Pasuk in Yeshaya. And in terms of fasting, we'll fast a day later, which is still part of Tzom HaRevi, and that's how the Mechas Chinuch explained it. But the Gemara says that Bezman Hazeh, the fast days are Rotsu Masanim, Rotsu Ein Masanim. Because the fast days are really optional, except for obviously Yom Kippur is not optional, but the fast days, and Tisha B'Av is a question, but we were Makabel on ourselves. Because since there's no Beis HaMikdash, but there's also no Gzeres HaMalchus. Because when there's a base, no base HaMikdash, and we're having decrees against the Jewish people to keep the Torah, you know, so then it's going to be an obligation to fast on all of them. But since we don't have a base HaMikdash, but we don't have the Gezeres HaMalchus, at least where we're living, so it's option. Rotsu Masanim v'Rotsu Ein Masanim. So really, really, it's an optional fast. It's just we were kabbal to do it, so we do it. You know, it's now we treat it as a chova, but the Ramban says when it was a real chova, that we would fast even at night on Shiva Sabbatamas and start the night before, because there was a real chova. Today, since it's not a real chova because there's no Gzeres HaMalchus, we just were makabel, so we were only makabel to fast in the daytime, and we were not makabel to fast the night before. Okay, so that's the words in the of the Ramban. So for some reason, I get a bunch of shilas come up. For some reason, everyone decided that they're taking plane flights on Shiva Sabbatamas. So plane flights could work for you or could work against you. Because if you're going to Eretz Yisrael, so it works for you because you're jumping ahead. If you're going to California, so then it's going to work against you. So the Pasha Pshat, the Poskim say, is that the fast ends where you are, not where you took off from. You don't say, well, I took off from New York, so when it ends in New York, that's when it ends for me. No, but then you left New York. So you're going to, you get, so if you're going to Eretz Yisrael, so that's good. Because if you're going to Eretz Yisrael, so then, you know, you're gaining a lot of, you're going into, you know, into the dark. He's getting, because they're ahead of us. So then the fast would be much shorter, would be shorter. If you're going to LA, so then that's the question. You're going to promise add hours to your fast because you're going into the even though you left New York, but you're going into the light, going into the earlier time. So this is a discussion. So there, what do you do? Should you end the fast when it ended in New York, because that's where you started it, or should you end the fast where you end in LA, which is going to be 3 hours later? So the simple pshat, like Moshe writes, is that you have to end it where you are. That means you would have to end the fast. You'd have the 3 hours more to your fast. The poskim say, some poskim point out, but if you're not well enough to do that, then okay. But really, you should end the fast not where you took off from, not where you took, where you are now. You're at the end of the fast, you're in LA, so now you got to do it based on LA. Some say that since the fast today is only optional on Yom Kabel, so just like the Ramban said, that we only Makabel in the daytime, we weren't Makabel at night. Originally, Shivar Sar B'Tammuz was the same as Tisha B'Av, that it started at night, and it had all the restrictions. But since it's since there's no Gzeres HaMalchus and the fast really is optional, but we Klal Yisrael accepted upon us, so we only accepted the fast in the day. We didn't accept the fast at night. We didn't accept the fast at night. So maybe the same thing. Maybe we only accepted the fast. Some poskim say maybe we only accepted the fast the amount of hours of had we stayed in New York. There is a svara that some poskim say like that. But the simple shot of other poskim, the more makubal dik, is that no, you can't end the fast until dark. And therefore, really, you have to fast till when it ends in California, if that's where you went. Unless you're not up to it, unless you're a koila.
Rabbi? Yeah. So, but when you say where you're at, meaning physically where the plane's at, if it's dark where the plane's at, then your fast is over. Because like once you get on the plane going to Eretz Yisrael in New York, fast is already over. You know, when you get on the plane, the fast is over in Eretz Yisrael.
Well, if you could go on the plane, say Shiva 7 hours in the morning.
Okay.
So it's going to take
Israel 7 hours ahead. But it might, in other words, when it gets dark when you're on the plane is when you're saying it would end? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So not necessarily.
Right. You're going to gain 7 hours. Right. You're going, but still you have to, it's not going to get dark right away. Right. Right. When you go to Eretz Yisrael, say you leave at 11 o'clock in the morning flight. So.
The LA flight leaves at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And by the time it's 6 o'clock on your watch, it's dark outside in the winter. You know, it gets dark very quickly.
Right. So if you go to Eretz Yisrael, you should, then you get a good, you get the easy way. You get less. But if you go to California,
there's actually a website.
And then it's much more humble to go to California.
Yeah, there's actually a website. I forget the URL, but you can look it up. Where you put in your flight number, and it'll tell
and
you.
They tell you exactly. Yeah.
Mike Manum. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's. Yeah. So, but that's. Well. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay. So now I got another shayla. Let's hear about this shayla. A person's going from New York to Japan on Shiva Sabatamas. So Mela, he's going towards, say, L.A. So it's always going to be light. So he's going to be light. The whole flight is going to be light. And then what is he? Then he's going to cross the date line. So then he's going to, in other words, it's going to be light. And then it's going to be the next day. Right? In other words, it'll be light on Sunday. And then you'll cross the date line, and then it'll be in the afternoon on Monday. Right? Because there was, you were going earlier and earlier, and then you never got dark, and then you skipped a day. So there, Mistaber, that once it's Monday already, so then what are you fasting? It's already not. Whereas going towards LA is a chumrah, but then eventually the fast is going to end when you're no longer in on Shivar Sabatamas. You're no longer, we're fasting Sunday, but then if you pass the date line, now you're Monday, so then it's not Shivar Sabatamas. Unless you want to say a chumrah that you should at least keep the amount of time that it was when you took off. Maybe like that. But that's a very interesting shayla. Okay. But now let's talk about the concept of Shechian. It says that it's a good totally zohar that you shouldn't say Shechianu during the 3 weeks. So that anything that you would do to get you to say Shechianu, you shouldn't do during the 3 weeks. It's totally zohar. But the Avni Nezer writes it's a real Isser. You know, it's a minig Yisrael, but it's not right. It's not right to do. The Vilna Gaon says it's a chumrah yisaid. He says, because if God forbid, when somebody loses a relative, right? And he said, and he loses a relative, he says, Baruch Dayan Emes. And then he gets a Yerusha. So if it's just for him, so then he says a Shechianu, even though he just lost a relative. And if it's for other people also, he says, Atova Meitim. So the Vilna Gaon says, Madach, if somebody lost a relative, they can still say Shechianu. So why can't you say Shechianu during the 3 weeks? The 3 weeks would be Vuch Omer. So the Vilna Gaon says it's a Chumri Yisair. But the Shulchan Aruch says that totally Zohar. So the question is, if you have a Kli Chadash, so if you bought a new suit that you normally say Shechianu, or you bought a new talis, and you normally say Shechianu. So the simple pshat is that you shouldn't put it on during the 3 weeks, because you then that will cause you to mechayev to say Shechianu. And the only time Shechianu is mutter, say if you made a pidyon haben. So that's the chovas, to make a pidyon haben on that particular day. So you know, you can't control when your wife gave birth, so you got to pick it up in. And it turns out during the 3 weeks, so then you're still going to make a Shechianu during the pick it up in. But the question the poskim have, the Sefer Hasidim and the Arizal, is what about during Shabbos of the 3 weeks? So some poskim say that during Shabbos of the 3 weeks. Now, what's the idea? Because it's a Zman Pur Onus. It's, you know, unfortunately, it's a time that we were punished. So it's not a good time. So you shouldn't be, the poskim say, you shouldn't be saying Shechianu Lazman Hazeh. Lazman Hazeh. You know, okay, you know, it's not a propitious time that way. So we don't, the minhag is not to make such a bracha. But some poskim say, You could do it on Shabbos. On Shabbos is mutter, and others disagree and say you shouldn't even do it on Shabbos, because it's still the zman of the of the 3 weeks. So, and there's no thing that's pushing the person to have to wear the new talis, right? Maybe if you're getting married, now you're having a new talis because you're getting married. Okay, so then there's something to talk about. You know, he's getting married. The minhag of Ashkenaz have this minhag that we don't wear a talis until we get married. The Magen Avraham says it's based on the pasuk in Kiseitze because it says the mitzvah of tzitzis in Kiseitze right next to Ki Yikachi Shisha. So that became the minhag. Sfarim don't have yekis. Yekis can wear talisim when they're single. Some point out that it was just a minhag to. So people should know who's available, you know, and who's not, you know, and that's how it's. That's one of the svaras that were given of how this began this whole thing about single people not wearing a talis. So, but if a person's already married and he just wants to get a new talis because you know, then Ashes is then he should wait till after the 3 weeks. Should wait after the 3 weeks, unless there's some necessity to do it before. But if there's no necessity to do it before, you know, after the 3 weeks, Shabbos Nachamu, something like that, or before, you know, and then they should put it in the house and make a bracha. Because the poskim that hold that even on Shabbos it's not right. And even on Shabbos, some poskim say that on Shabbos the minhag doesn't apply to Shabbos. But if you hold that the minhag applies to Shabbos as well, which is mistaber because it's still part of the 3 weeks, so then you should go ahead and wait. You should wait. In other words, but if you're getting married today, you know, last night was the last night to get married. Unless there's some svardim, you know, only had the minhag, didn't have the minhag of all 3 weeks of marriage. That was an Ashkenazic minhag. Some svardim took upon themselves this minhag as well. But so the svardim still maybe could get married, at least during the 3 weeks. Not sure, you know. In other words, Rashi writes that once Mishenichnas Av Matim Simcha, so this you shouldn't get married because that's simple. Hopefully, it should be Simcha to get married. So, but beforehand, it's not Matim Simcha, so it's just a minhag. It's just a minhag, but not all of Klal Yisrael. Some Sfarim didn't have that. The Rambam quotes it. So Ashkenazim, you don't get married during the 3 weeks. But Stam, a person is wearing a new talis because the old talis is already getting a little worn out, and they want to get a new talis. So then they should wait for the talis, you know, till after the 3 weeks to put it on. I mean, the question: when do you make the shachianu on the talis? When you buy it, when you wear it. But if you bought it already before the 3 weeks, and you didn't make it, because the minute we have to make it when you put it on, then you should wait to put it on after Tisha B'Av, you know, after Chatzos, wait that week, or you could do it for Shabbos Nachem, a special new talis Shabbos Nachem. That's also a nice time to, you know. Because the talis represents the Ashros Hashchina of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why it surrounds you. That's why you should know there's another Svara. I wrote in my Sefer on Minhagim. There's a fascinating Shita of the Divrei Chaim. Divrei Chaim, and this is the Minhag Sap. Listen to this. Tefillin and Chol HaMoed, yes or no? No, different minhagim. So, you know, Zevi Chaim says, Bachrim, put on tefillin and chol hamoed. When you're married, you don't. Because tefillin and chol hamoed is a Kabbalah. In other words, the Zohar says that you shouldn't put on tefillin Chol Hamoed, because Hashem is giving you His tefillin, the Yontif Chol Hamoed. So now you're saying, I don't want your tefillin. I have my own. It's a busha to the Melech. So the Beis Yosef said they always put on tefillin a Chol Hamoed, and then they discovered in the Zohar says Yichayev Misa, they stop putting on tefillin a Chol Hamoed. So anything that has to do with Kabbalah. The Divrei Chaim says you should only take it upon yourself. Just like Kabbalah, you only study Kabbalah when you're older, so you only get involved in these Kabbalistic things once you're married. So I thought that the same thing should apply to Talos Gadol. Because Talos Gadol is also Kabbalah. Talos Gadol is the Or HaMakif. It's the Shechina that is Makif Klal Yisrael. And just like the Divrei Chaim said, Kabbalistic things we only do when we're married. So that's why this Minig and Satmar is they only put on, they stop putting on tefillin Chol Hamoed once they get married. So too, putting on the Talos Gadol is also when you get married. That's another reason I wrote in my, based on the Divrei Chaim, I wrote in my Sefer when I'm Hakim. And that's the idea. So that was the story about the Talos Gadol, and according to the Vilna Gaon, Rav Abadi is not so into the minhag of the Shechianu. The Vilna Gaon says it's a Chumra Yisera, but the Maisa was accepted in Klal Yisrael this minhag, not to make Shechianu. And the Avni Nezer is very stark about it. He says it's not proper to violate this minhag. So if you have a pidyon haben, that's a different story. Or if somebody who's getting married, he's getting married, he's going to get married before, so it's not going to be relevant, because unless you're a Sephardi who's getting married during the 3 weeks, so then you'll have an interesting shiloh. If you're a Sephardi, you live in Great Neck, and you're getting married during the 3 weeks. But the Sfarim, they put on a talis from before anyway. Plus they may have putting on a new talis for their wedding, then maybe there's more to talk about. Okay. Now let's get a little bit further. Another thing that happened on Shivasa Batambis is Batel HaTomid, right? The Korban Tomid. Was Mavutal. And the Korban Tomid is the ultimate of Korbanos Tzibur. You know, because everyone brings the Machtzis HaShekel, and that's how they buy the Korban Tomid. So the Korban Tomid is the thing as Ma'achid Klal Yisrael, because everyone donated to that fund, and then they use that money from that fund, that kupa, to buy the Korban Tomid. The Chasam Sofer says a very interesting vort. He says the Mishnah says in Yuma, Rabbi Elizabeth Azariah says that Yom Kippur is only mechaper. Actually, if you did an Avera ben Adam l'makom, so you do tshuva. But if you do an Avera ben Adam l'chavero, then it's only mechaper actually ratzes tamir. You have to ask mechila to repair the rift that existed. So he says, why? What's happened to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah? He's the one who's mechadish this halacha that things be adam l'chaveiro. You have to. So he says, but you look in Tosis and Shabbos and Dav Nun Dalet, says the Chasam Sofer, points out that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah lived in the Zman HaChorban. Right, he lived during the Zman HaChorban. So he says Achidish. He says when the Beis Hamikdash was Kayim, you didn't have to be meratzes chaveiro. Why? Because any rift that existed in Klal Yisrael, when they brought the Korban Tomid, that repaired it. Because the Korban Tomid was this Korban Tzibur that put everyone together. So, but once there was no Korban Tomid anymore, and there's no carbon C-bar anymore. So then we had no mechanism of repairing rifts unless the people actually would go to each other and speak it out, and it would be Ratzah's Chaver. Oh. So I was thinking this morning, a Chiddush, to say the following, that the Gemara says when the Beis HaMikdash was Nechrav, Ein LaKadosh Baruch Hu, El Adal Amo Shel Halacha Muvad. So what does that mean? So this week's Parsha, Parsha's Balak, we reread a famous pasuk from the Nevuah's Bilam. It's, you know, it's such a fascinating idea that we're getting this bracha that became, I don't know, when I was a kid, I don't see this, but weddings today, you don't see this. But as a kid, maybe you saw this as a kid also. How would a wedding begin? The rabbi and the chazan would walk down, and the chazan would say, "Ma tovu alecha Yaakov," right? I'm sure you've been at such weddings. It's not the style today, especially in yeshiva circles. They're not singing "Ma tovu," but that was the style of the wedding. The rabbi and the chazan would be walking down together, and you have a good stark chazan, and he would be singing "Ma tovu alecha Yaakov," which is Bilam's, you know, words, And Chazal tell us, Mar Sanhedrin, that Matov Lech Yaakov is going on to Bate Knesios or Bate Midrashos. Right? Matov Lech Yaakov is Knesset Yisrael. So I was thinking like this. Now, what is the definition of a Beis Knesset? Is where you daven. And a Beis Medrash is where you learn. Right? You know, it's interesting, like in some big shuls, you know, I'm sure you've been in these big shuls, that not as many people come during the week as they come on Shabbos. So on Shabbos, they don't daven, and during the week, they don't daven in the same room that they daven on Shabbos. They have another room, and they call that the Beis Medrash, right? And you're right, I'm sure you've also been in those. Now, that has no halachic bearing, because you call it the Beis Medrash, because that's, you know, Beis Medrash means a place where the Shach explains it, Hilchos Mezuzah. It means a place where people learn most of the day. That's really the din of a Beis Medrash. But say I have a room and, you know, a study. So I have a study. And that's where I learn, in my house. So does that have a din of Beis Medrash? It has Kedusha's Beis Medrash? So it says in Shulchan Aruch, you can look in Shulchan Aruch, Kuf Nun Aleph Beis, it's only Shemashi Yeshna B'Kushas Bate Midrashas Ratzalom Shal Rabbi, Dumi the Beis HaKnesses. And when Yachir HaKoveh Medrash B'Beisel U'Tzarko, Ein Lo Kedusha Kol Kach. The Kuf Nun Aleph, or Rechaim Kuf Nun Aleph, Siv Beis. So it's a fascinating idea, that Beis Medrash and Beis Knesses is not only about Beis Medrash, that's where we learn, where I learn. Beis Knesset, that's where I daven. No, it means where the Tzibur learns, or where the Tzibur davens. In other words, the connotation of a Beis Medrash or Beis Knesset is a Tzibur dikka thing. But just because you have a nice room in your house, and that's where you study, you keep your Sfarim, that's where you learn, and Kulei, that doesn't make it a full Kedushas Beis Medrash, Beis Knesses, because Beis Medrash and Beis Knesses is Dafka Shel Rab. So I was thinking maybe that's the idea that Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Dal Amo Shel Halacha Bilvad, now that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. So what does that mean? We don't have a Beis HaMikdash, so we don't have Karbanas Tzibur. So what's going to bind us together? So that's what Rav Lezer ben Azariah, Chasam Sofer, said, you have to be Meratzes Chaveru. Because if you're not Meratzes Chaveru, you're not going to. But we have one other mechanism. I'm saying Derech HaDrush, that Beis Knesses and Beis Medrash means a Beis Knesses where the Tzibur daven's. Beis Medrash means where the Tzibur learns. So that, Bez Hashem, could be a vehicle, Bizman HaChurban, to bring people together. And that's why, you know, during COVID, when we didn't have that, you know, when people, when the shuls were closed, So that was part of the sadness of that, you know, that to limit the ability of people getting together and having the davening b'tzibur and the learning b'tzibur, and, you know, and that was the, you know, part of the sadness of that. So, and unfortunately, in some places, some people still haven't gotten back to, you know, to come, you know, they're still, you know, but that's the Matov Alecha Yaakov Mishkanosecha Yisrael is what? Is the Batei Midrash. Chazal say that's the Batei Midrash. They see also Batei Midrashos, and the Shulchan Aruch says that it's only considered a Batei Midrash or Batei Knesses if it's Shel Rabbi. In other words, if the person say, unfortunately, he's not well, he can't come to shul, so he has one room, but that's where he davens, that's not going to make it a Beis Knesses. That's not going to make it a, or one room that he learns, that's not, because it has to be Shel Rabbi, or Shaloma Shel Rabbi. Do me the Beis Knesses. And that's the idea of, you know, of Matovu Alecha Yaakov. And it's interesting that we needed a goy to say this bracha, you know, and that became the, you know, so it's interesting that when we start about Shivasa B'tamas, one of the things is Batel Hatamit, and that was, you know, so that meant that at this point we lost this this ability to have a cohesive unit of Klal Yisrael. Because that, you know, there's a discussion in the Rishonim, if they would have another, if they would go to everyone's door, collect some money, would that be a din of Tzibor? Or it's Dafke for the Machtzis HaShek? So some say, Rishonim hold Dafke for the Machtzis HaShek, because if not, it's just a Shutfus, you know? It's, you can have a shut of two people, you can have a shut of four people, 10 people, 1,000 people, but it's still a shutfus. It's still, it's not, Tzibur means it's one unit. It's one unit. And that's why in the Meshech Chochma writes in the Haftorah for Shabbos Chazon, he writes that, Lamas, you know, Tavil Mincha Shav, Ketoros To'eva Himri. He said, so he says, because you people are like stone. So therefore, your mincha is a mincha shav, and your ketoros is a ketoros to'ev. So why is he only on these korbanos? So he says, because these korbanos, these things, the mincha shav, the mincha, see, mincha is very unique. The Meshech Chochma points out that a mincha can only be brought by a yachid or by the tzibur, but you can't have shudfin bringing a korban mincha, because mincha is only by one. So tzibur is one unit. It could be a kul of chaisel is one unit and one person, right? So, and the ketoros represents people getting together, because the ketoros is all types of spices, and even the chelbana, which has a bad smell, but once it's part of the conglomerate, it also has a good smell, because it's part of that. So that's the... that's the idea of Atov Olecha Yaakov Mishkan Osecha Yisrael, that's the Batei Knesset, and it's, the Gemara says that all the, you know, the things of Bilam, Chozer, Brachas went back to Klolos, etc. But the one thing that stayed was the Bracha of Atov Olecha Yaakov Mishkan Osecha Yisrael, and it's interesting that, you know, that minhag that I was telling you before, that you would Atov Olecha Yaakov Mishkan Osecha Yisrael, I guess some interpret to mean the Jewish home. The Jewish home is Atov Olecha Yaakov. And I'll tell you a beautiful vort from the Kedushas Levi. It says a beautiful vort. It's not in the Sefer Kedushas Levi. It's in a different Sefer. But it says in Gemara and Megillah that Lassid Lovel, all the shuls and the Batei Medrash in Chutz La'aretz are going to be planted in Eretz Yisrael. So you know what he says? That's a chiddush. There's even the shuls, But what's the Dover Pashut that will be replanted? The Jewish home. If the Jewish home is a home of Kedusha and is Roy to be a Makom Kedusha, that's certainly will, because that's where we spend most of the time. That's where we do a lot of mitzvahs also. So that for sure is going to be replanted in Eretz Yisrael. So the Chiddush is, even the Batei Medrash and even the Batei Knesios are also, even though we don't spend as much time there as we do in our homes, even that will be put into Eretz Yisrael, but only provided that the house that you have is a house of Kedusha that's Roy to have this. And that's, you know, because that's what Chazal say, you know, Matov Olech Yaakov is also going on the Jewish homes, because that's what Chazal say, that Bilam saw that the tents, you know, were not parallel each one to the other, and everyone had privacy, no one was looking into the other tent, etc. But then that pshat of Matov Olech Yaakov is assuming that's going on the Jewish home, so it makes sense that this old minhag, that they would start a wedding with Matov Olech Yaakov Mishkadech Sech Yisrael, because that's the vort, that your home should be a Matov Olech Yaakov, and according to Kedushas Levi, you should make the home that has Kedusha that one day will be Roy and fit to be going into Eretz Yisrael when Mashiach comes and all the Batei Medrash and the Batei Knesios are going to be replanted. That's even that. But needless to say, is the Jewish home will be replanted in because if it is a home that's royal attached. So we started a Jewish wedding, at least the old minhag that used to be, again, I haven't seen this in years, this practice, but when I was growing up as a kid and I went to weddings, so I remember that, you know, especially when the Chazanim were a big part of the, you know, Chazanis. Some say Chazanis is coming back, you know, different sheetahs about Chazanis, some people. I'll tell you something that Ralph Arfin is writing in the Sefer. He said music might be also during the 3 weeks, but he said Chazan, you want to listen to Chazanis? Chazanis you could listen to. Because Chazanis is not simple, it's tanning. Well, if you like it, if you don't like it, it's torture. But if you like it, it's tanning. And the Isser is simcha. So you have music, simcha dika music, that you shouldn't be listening to during the 3 weeks. But he says, Rav Sarfinis discusses that maybe Chazanis could be okay during the 3 weeks, because it's a different tone. It's a different thing. You know, again, people who like it, it's a tanug, and the tanug is not awesome. The minhag is not to have simcha during this time. So that's that. So everyone has to see how they quantify. My father is a Zichrono Levracha growing up. So Chazana, you know, when everyone knew that when the Chazan was coming to the Ney, my father grew up in East New York. So did my mother, and she wouldn't be well. When the Chazan was coming to town, everyone would daven in that shul, because everyone wanted to hear the Chazan. Today, I don't know, maybe everyone would not daven in that. Maybe there'd be, but still, I mean, especially in the Hasidic world, they appreciate, you know, the big Chazanim like Helfgott and others, people go to hear, and you know, etc. So, you know, different generations have different tastes for different things. And I have my Rebbe, Rav Moshe Yagid, my Rebbe in MTA, he said a word for Rav Yossel Rosenblatt. So Rav Yossel Rosenblatt, as you know, was the very chashuv a chazan. And he was from, but not all chazanim was so from. So he used to say, my Rebbe told me, he said, he used to say, I should be paid extra because I also daven b'shtil l'shmon esrei. And the ones that weren't so, the ones so from weren't always davening the silent Shmon Esrei, because, you know, why should they daven the silent Shmon Esrei? So, but I should be paid extra. I also daven the still Shmon Esrei. Okay, Rabbosai, you should have a good Shabbos. You know, it's brought down in the Sfarim. The Shabbosim during the 3 weeks are on a higher level of Kedusha. So we should make the 3 weeks meaningful. And as a Hashem, it should be the, you know, the bringing of the Geula, and Bez Hashem, and the Shechianu, we'll wait to say after the 3 weeks. Bez Hashem.